91X News.
It's 8 degrees and showers at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Selena Steele-Klo. The OPP has launched its annual Distracted Driving Week. The week is dedicated to targeting motorists who aren't giving the road their full attention. Central Hastings Community Services Officer Constable Elena DeVille says that the drivers need to be making driving their main priority.
Your focus needs to remain on driving, even though people think that they can do other things, whether it's answer a call, text, even things like, such as eating or handing things to passengers or other occupants in the vehicle. When they do that, their focus is now on that new task and it's away from driving.
There seems to be some confusion about a recent report to Belleville Police of suspicions of people taking money from the Canadian Diabetes Association. Investigators say that they were told that no CDA reps were canvassing in the area, so they put on that warning for the residents to be alert. Now the police force say that there were CDA reps going door-to-door trying to raise money for the Diabetes Walk in Napanee on May 7th and another in Belleville on May 14th. Belleville Police are apologizing for the mix-up and say that the best way to donate to charities and avoid this problem is to do the online through the official charity website and in person at the charity office or through someone you know. Concern over a delay in a smoke alarm evacuation is now in the focal point of the investigation into a fatal house fire that claimed the life of a 25-year-old in Picton, Maine, Saturday. Emergency responses crews were called to 30 Main Street in Picton before 9 a.m. on Saturday, where 51-year-old Joanna DeBose escaped with her daughter, 16-year-old Emily Walker, and a 21-year-old son, Nick DeBose. Tragically, her son, 25-year-old Zachary DeBose, was killed in the blaze. Police confirm all the occupants were in bed when the fire began on the first floor of the older style home. A GoFundMe account was set up for the family immediately after the fire. Premier Kathleen Wynne says society has a responsibility to implement the harm of radiation polices as Toronto look at safety in vaccine sites. The city's medical officer of health recommended in a report this week that the sites have to be into exciting harm reduction programs in the city because they will save lives. The Ontario government is providing $3.3 million to help fund a memorial community hall in Blythe, Ontario. Deputy Premier Deb Matthews made the announcement yesterday. The building, which is almost a century old and includes a theater and an art gallery, is in need of a major repairs. The festival, which produces the Canadian plays, draws more than 20,000 visitors each season. And that's QNET News on 91X. Now time for sports. After winning a do-or-die play in the game qualify, the Quinny Red Devils are 1-0 at the OHL Cup Showcase tournament in Toronto. The Devils beat the high-powered Toronto 2-1 earlier this afternoon. Matt Sherwin and Nate Buhor scored the Quinny goals. Nick Zachary, Dawson Baker, and Matthew Poehler had assistant, while Pierre Nelson earned the win between the pipes. The Red Devils are back at it tonight at 8:45 when they take on a team from the Northern Ontario Hockey Association. This time, the winner moves on. Loser goes home. A 6-5 overtime victory by the Wellington Dukes Monday night in the Ariana set up the latest edition of the Battle of the Quinty between the region's two OJHL teams. Dukes eliminated the Besky Oriole Tigers 4-2 in their best-of-seven Northeast Conference qualifinals series and will now meet the Quinny cousins of the Trenton Golden Hawks in the conference semifinals. The local rivals wasted a little time deciding when the second round set will be set. Game 1 is Wednesday at a community gardens at 7:30 p.m. Game 2 goes to the arena on Friday, also at 7:30 p.m. The San Antonio Spurs wore down the shorthanded at LA Clippers 108-87 to match a second long home winning streak to open a season to the NBA history. Spurs guard man says San Antonio was a different team in the second half last night.
We placed a way better second half. Everybody could see that. And more energetic, not only X's and O's, so making shots. We were more aggressive and more focus and, play better.
The Los Angeles Kings capped an impressive back-to-back against Central Division team with a 5-2 victory against the Dallas Stars. Stars coach Lindy Ruff says it was a bad showing by Dallas.
We laid an egg tonight, flat out. As good as I thought we competed and won battles, we weren't good enough.
Now the forecast for Belleville. Also send us your team or legal sports email qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 3:05, it's raining. Now there is a chance of a thunderstorm. Showers have begun and will continue until the evening. Tonight will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers leading into the rest of the night. For Thursday, it will be a high of 9 with a low of 0. For Friday, it will be a high of +3 and a low of -11. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Selena Steele Clough, News on 91X, next at 4.